Good morning, good people. It is 19th October 2020. We celebrate the memorials of Saint John and Isaac, priests and companions, martyrs, and Saint Paul of the Cross, a priest. The readings are from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21. Faith inflates and infuses the power to experience grace. In everyone's life, there is a past tainted and tarnished by sins that we all like to forget and be forgiven by God. Living for oneself and self alone and forgetting the favor of God in our lives is the sin we most of us suffer from. Sins are submerged deep down like a bubble ready to float, dashing the surface. It is grace that makes us feel right and light every time. We are not destined due to our past sins, but by the grace of our Lord, we see things new over and over. St. Paul confesses the first reading that whatever the sinful conditions we were or are in, God never hesitated or delayed entering our lives. It is not a human effort, but God's support. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord made us, we belong to Him." Psalm 100, verse 3. The story from the Gospel is a stark reminder of what is going on deep within us at times. We love to build security by hoarding material possessions, forgetting the providence and grace of God. It is by constantly relying on God we attain happiness and security. We do not need to chase after happiness. No wealth, possession, or pleasure can offer security for life. It is God, and God alone remains our security time immemorial. None of us know when we will be called back from the world, so it is up to us to decide distributing the wealth in time with those who are in need. We can remember God in celebrating the lives of the poor and the needy. A serious account will be asked by us all that day when the Lord meets us. May we be generous to God and one another to experience grace and peace in our lives. Have a lovely day. God bless you.